Sweden's and Ukraine's defense ministers met today in Stockholm and at a joint press briefing spoke about the possibility of Ukraine buying the Swedish fighter jet JAS Gripen. Sweden's Paul Jonsson said that the two ministers had discussed questions such as production and financing, as well as training Ukrainian personnel in the handling of the fighter plane. His Ukrainian colleague Mikhailo Fedorov described it as a, quote, game changer if the JAS Gripen deal were to go through, adding that he expects, quote, good news within the next few months. A Sweden Democrat politician from Skaraborg in western Sweden has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for raping a woman in December of last year. He is, however, freed of charges of raping another woman in 2024. In that case, the court convicts the politician of sexual assault. The man, who according to Swedish Radio's local P4 station has had leading political assignments in his municipality, has denied any wrongdoing. The trial in Turkey against Swedish journalist Joakim Medin has been postponed once again. A new date has been set for the 1st of October, reports Swedish Radio's correspondent at the trial. Medin was arrested a year ago when entering Turkey to cover the protests against the Turkish regime. After 51 days in prison, he was released with a suspended sentence for having insulted the country's president Erdogan and returned to Sweden. He is, however, still charged with membership of a terrorist organization and spreading of terrorist propaganda, charges that he denies. The trial against Medin has been postponed twice before. And Sweden's central bank, the Riksbank, left its key interest rate unchanged at 1.75%, as expected. In a statement, the Riksbank writes that if the effects of the conflict in the Middle East escalate and inflation rises, they may need to raise the interest rate. Those were Thursday's headlines from Radio Sweden. I'm Sujay Dutt. Tune in again tomorrow for more.